Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limmler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at growing together and how God wants us to build up one another, to grow together in love. And each day we've looked at a different aspect of what that looks like. And today we're going to talk specifically about growing together through encouragement. God tells us to encourage each other. He tells us that numerous times throughout Scripture. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, he says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." I suspect that we all reach those moments of life that discouragement kind of settles in. This world, our culture, our nation, our community is full of things which can be very discouraging. And I believe one of the reasons God says to encourage one another. Elsewhere in Scripture, he'll talk about it to encourage one another all the more. As you see the day of his return approaching, a day that, well, the Bible says things on earth just will be continually getting worse and worse until that day comes. And so as you live life, what does it look like to encourage someone? To help them be filled with courage, rather than to live with a loss of courage. Many times it's simply a matter of acknowledging them as a person, acknowledging their worth, their value, to you, to the community, to the church. To commend a person for their work, for their effort, for their presence. To share together. I believe it's why God also connects this meeting together, this coming together for fellowship with the idea of encouragement. It's when we're in one another's presence that we have that opportunity, and I believe the best ways possible to encourage. We also have the opportunity to discourage, but it's our choice. And I'm not saying encouragement can't take place without a personal meeting. We can encourage others with phone calls and with cards and with notes and with messages and in all kinds of ways. But our physical presence often says a lot about the value we place on someone. When I went to Louisiana to help with Hurricane Ida relief and cleanup, I sent a message to the preacher from the church that I had worked with last year. It says, while I'm in the area, I'd love to stop by and to pray in the community where your church is, to pray through the church building, to just be an encouragement. We kind of laughed about it because, well, he was 3 hours away from where I was going to be working this year. And yet, you know, adding 3 hours to an already 14-hour drive, it was, you know, rather close compared to being here. And I commented when I got there that it just didn't feel like I was able to do much. That I really was impressed upon my spirit that I needed to come. And I went and I preached for the church that morning. And the response was just being here says that someone cared. And sometimes just being present. We don't even have to have words all the time. And sometimes it might be better if we don't have words. But showing up. I remember years ago when I was first doing youth ministry. And a small town church. And I would go to all of the sporting events and school activities of the students in the youth ministry. And if they were fairly close by to the community, I would go to the away games as well. And there was a season where most of the youth were junior high age. And if you've ever been to a junior high school sporting event, at least back then, they weren't very well attended. In fact, the vast majority of those attending were the parents, the families of the athletes, of the students that were participating. And I remember sitting at an away game, and the crowd couldn't really be called a crowd because it was just so sparse. And I was sitting there in the bleachers pretty much on my own, and an individual came over, and the question was, which one is yours? There was an automatic assumption, because I was there, I had a student, a child playing on the team. And I says, well, that one is mine, in the sense that I'm the youth minister at the church that he attends and is involved in. And it gave me an opportunity to talk about that relationship of encouragement. And there were times where I wouldn't even have the opportunity to talk to the student. That simple presence. And we have that opportunity to show up in the lives of others in a way that's useful and helpful. I suspect there are those times where we can overdo it, that we can become a nuisance in being inserting ourselves into things far too often. But being involved, I think one of the greatest ways we begin to do that is as we gather together in fellowship, whether it's for a Sunday worship gathering or whether it's for small group meetings. When things are scheduled and planned as a church family, as a church body, and it feels like no one shows up, it can be rather discouraging. But our presence. And sometimes our presence says, I value what's going on. Sometimes our presence simply says, I value the person that's heading this up. And I want to encourage and support them. When Paul writes to the Thessalonians, he encourages them, he challenges them to encourage and build one another up, but he doesn't leave it at that. He says, just as you are doing. And it's those reminders that it is working. It's not that it's missing, it's that it's worth it to keep at it. To not only keep at it, but to perhaps increase if it can be increased. To put into practice God's instructions to not become weary in doing good. To kind of paraphrase that, to not become weary in encouraging one another. In finding encouragement as you do so. I have to tell you, in the trips that I've taken to volunteer with IDES, whether it's been down to their headquarters to pack meals and food for Haiti, whether it's been in Iowa to cleaning up after storm damage, whether it's been in Louisiana, I've come home encouraged in greater ways than I believe I've probably been able to actually do for those that we served. And encouragement is like that. It's contagious. It often takes some effort on our part, but the reward of seeing others encouraged, but the reward of being encouraged ourselves is worth whatever effort it takes. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you, ask you, to think of someone. Maybe start with two or three people that God would bring to your mind. That He might challenge you to find ways to encourage them today. To make a phone call, to send a message. To arrange a lunch meeting. To do something that they would be encouraged with the knowledge that someone cares. And as you pray, may God fill your mind with courage. Sometimes that's the first step, is having courage to do what God calls you to do. And when you take that step to find that you, in fact, are encouraged as you encourage others, and together we grow and are built up in love. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. There's no greater encouragement than we would ever receive than what we find in your word, that we find through the comfort of your spirit, that your presence is filling us with. And Father, today as we pray, may we be mindful of those that you would have us to encourage. I ask that you would just fill our mind with two or three names and faces that go with those names of people that you would have us to encourage today. Father, if specific names don't come to mind, may, as we're out and doing life today, may your Spirit prompt us. When we cross paths with one that your desire is that we would encourage. Father, we prayed yesterday about our words, about our speech. May our words and our speech be filled with encouragement of others. May we grow together. May we be built up in love. as we look for those ways to be encouraged, as we look for those ways to encourage, that we grow in our confidence as we realize that we are in fact doing that. May we continue to encourage one another. May we grow in our practice of encouragement. Father, may your body, the church, be a place of encouragement, a place of growth, a place where those that are discouraged, those that have felt downtrodden and crushed by the weight of the world's cares, would find the encouragement that they need. May we be careful in our interactions with others, that we're not adding to the crushed spirit or the wounds of this world. But may we be encouraged in ways that not only build up one another, but in ways that lift up Jesus. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.